That also led us to continue following those GPS points later that evening, where Mr. McCoy's phone was mapping at the Walmart in Hopkinsville. We compared that with surveillance footage and found Mr. McCoy as well as Ms. Keisha Stewart walking into the Walmart, and Mr. McCoy purchased a gas can and nitrile gloves. This was purchased prior to when the house was set on fire. Mr. McCoy is then seen on surveillance footage as well as GPS, basically in the parking lot of the Walmart at the Murphy gas station, filling the gas can up. 2 minutes after he had finished filling the gas can up, his phone appeared to be turned off.